Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. I'm Chris Pajak. That's a really thirsty Ross Chanley, who went to have a little drink beforehand and then decided not to, and now he's just gone for it. Hey, we're here with the news, and the big news is this. Liverpool look like they've already signed the player in January, for all intents and purposes. But before we get into the chat about Minamino, it's the last chance, really, or it will be very, very soon, to get a Christmas jumper from the Red Men TV in time for Christmas. We've got the Origi one. We've got the Six Times We Are the Champions of Europe shirt, and the Three Kings shirt. They've sold incredibly well. Thank you to everybody for buying one of them and supporting the channel in our endeavours. Last chance to buy it, if you're in England, is Friday, so you need to get that done. But we are here to talk about Takumi Minamino.
9 a.m. tomorrow, sorry.
9 a.m. tomorrow? Ooh, sorry about that one. Yeah. I thought it was Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow is Friday.
Oh. That's where it was going wrong. I've got no idea what day it is, apparently. It's a good job we sacked off the day and the date on these shows a long time ago when we just kept getting it wrong, and that's why, because I keep getting it wrong. Anyway, Takumi Minamino, lad who has played incredibly well against us, Ross, yep, for Red Bull Salzburg. And it kind of broke this morning. Paul Joyce put a tweet out saying Liverpool looking like we're going to buy him in January. Then James Pearce followed him up and was like, it's highly likely. And then Dave Maddock says Liverpool believe the job's done. It was an exciting 6.5 minutes, wasn't it, mate?
Yeah, it's quite a long time for some people as well, isn't it? Just incredible the way it developed. I think Paul Joyce is always the gospel for transfer news, and if he says something, then you know it's kind of happening. But he just kind of came out the blue. I don't think a lot of people are expecting Liverpool to do business. We haven't really been linked with him at all. You know, it's all been talk of Sancho. The last couple of days been some like Neymar bollocks and all that stuff. But you know, an exciting player, played really well against both of us twice, and it's just, like you said, the way it's developed, but also there's like little clips doing around. So when he scored against us at Anfield, there's a little clip of Klopp just like kind of smiling, laughing his head off. He's like, that makes sense now. He's like going, yeah, like I'm buying you. Yeah.
It was a good tweet, that. Yeah. It was a very good tweet, Ross. Thanks. I had a little chuckle at that one. So Liverpool can buy him for just 7.25 million because he's got a release clause. Now, I've just been chatting to Simon Hughes of The Athletic this morning for our newsroom show over on the website. We'll talk about that a little bit later because we spoke in depth and detail about this potential deal. One of the things that we never mentioned is the fact that if Liverpool were to sign him in January, Ross, he'd be available for Champions League games because they got rid of that rule at the beginning of last season where he'd be cup tied for the latter part of the competition. Apologies. We're all fighting through a little bit of illness at the moment. But yeah, I mean, listen, first and foremost, he looks like a really good player though, doesn't he?
Yeah, everything about it just seems to make sense. The price that you talk about, I think Liverpool valued him at like plus £20 million. They're getting him for an absolute steal. They can have him in January, he's only 24, he can cover the front three. You know, and again, like you said, he's available for the Champions League. So going into this, you know, like you said, the latter stages, not just the Champions League, but a title push as well. Mm. To have some fresh legs in there, someone who's exciting. Me and Tom were upstairs watching YouTube compilations of him before. I was just going, you know, it's close control with his feet, and I think everyone's kind of, I think it's died off a little bit, the Coutinho stuff, or Coutinho replacement stuff's kind of died off. And when you look at him and his style of play, it just kind of seems that's what this is for.
Absolutely. So, Paul Joey shows Liverpool are ready to accelerate their interest in Red Bull Salzburg's Takumi Minamino next month and try to exploit a release clause of just 7.25 million. I'm just going to skip down a paragraph. Jürgen Klopp, the Liverpool manager, is the driving force behind the prospective transfer, having been thrilled by Minamino's performances in the Champions League, where his quality, poise in possession, an ability to pick a pass from an attacker midfield role was clear. He goes on later to talk about how the Liverpool players were talking about him having come off the pitch in Anfield, which has got to be great, isn't it, when you think that these are lads that Klopp trusts,
yeah,
who know how Klopp plays, and are all talking about him in the dressing room. That's got to really sort of light a fire under you as well.
Yeah, that can't be a common thing either. Maybe Jürgen Klopp's kind of thought to himself, well, actually, I quite like him. But like you said, when you got lads coming back into the dressing room, actually going, fucking hell, he's fucking really good at him. And that convinces him to go forward with it, I suppose.
James Pearce on Twitter has said, Liverpool stepping up their interest in Takumi Minamino because he's now being chased by Bundesliga and Serie A clubs. Also talk of Man United interest. Liverpool believe he's worth 20 million plus, which makes his release clause of 7.25 so attractive. Goes on to say, understand it's highly likely that Minamino joins Liverpool in January. Expect it to happen. Exciting deal.
So we're getting him for less than we sold Kevin Stewart for.
Wow. And less than Andy Robbo.
Yeah.
So I've got Dave Maddox one as well. Here in Liverpool are confident it's a done deal, with the player keen and Salzburg happy to do business with the Reds, as relationship between clubs and Red Bull parent company is strong. Remarkable business at 7.25 million. That, this isn't like us messing around there. These are lads putting the reputations on the line really early on.
Yeah, that heat map on that's incredible from Anfield. Just kind of shows what kind of a clock. Maybe you scroll up a little bit.
Yeah, but it's podcast as well. Isn't it?
Yeah. So, okay, you don't think about that. Well, it's good to know you know what you're doing. Yeah, no, it's an absolutely incredible piece of business. I think, again, price, absolute bargain. And it was surprising. I mean, you spoke about this upstairs before, having the good relationships with the Red Bull parent company after all the Naby Keita stuff. Which surprised me a little bit, but you know, I think they've got good relationships, as they said there. And apparently, Liverpool's new training ground is based on Salzburg's one as well.
Well, they've had an incredible record of bringing through players now, haven't they? I mean, they've obviously brought in from I think it was the Japanese second division or something like that. Obviously, we know that Mane and Keita have come through the Red Bull Salzburg, so they're doing something right. And this isn't just a football thing. As well, anyone who's a fan of F1 will know that they've got the Red Bull team, and then they've got the Toro Rosso team, where they bring in young drivers. Max Verstappen came through in the Toro Rosso team, then goes up into the parent company, the Red Bull team. I don't know why I'm talking about this. I'm going to stop talking about this. I could just use the example of the players that are playing football. But they're doing this across multiple sports, and it's their business model, and Klopp apparently really respects that as well.
Yeah, no, he's a massive fan of that. And the other thing that's quite bizarre as well is the fact that I saw a tweet before of like, how often in this day and age do you buy a player for £7.25 million who's a quality player? And not only that, I saw another tweet that says, we kind of cut out the middleman. So normally he would have gone to Southampton first, and in 2 years' time we would have paid £50 million for him. But yeah, no, it's very positive. I'm just kind of glad that we've got a different option going forward from January onwards.
And just going up back onto David Maddox's article, he writes, crucially, he's a massive following in the Far East, a market the Reds have gone on record as suggesting they want to expand in over the coming year. In recent court hearings, as they won a case of current kit manufacturer New Balance to join Nike, the club stated they are desperate to break into the Far East market with a new kit deal with Nike. And as we know, that he's got a huge following over in Japan and the Far East, and this could open doors for Liverpool in a commercial perspective. So much so that I think, I remember, was it Hidetoshi Nakata? Was that his first name? Apologies. Nakata, who went to Roma probably mid to late 90s, mm-hmm, just made so much money for Roma. You'd imagine that 7.25 million would probably be recouped fairly quickly.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. Another thing as well, I think he's an Adidas sponsor. Sponsored by Adidas, sorry, so then they probably have to change. Yeah, at the moment, so they'll probably have to change with Nike. But yeah, opens up markets. And then I think even if it wasn't Nike, I think, like you said, with the shirt sales that you get from the support, not just for him, but for Liverpool as a whole. I think Liverpool just going absolutely global on this, aren't they?
It's bosh, isn't it? Because now what we get to do over the next couple of months is produce like stat shows on him and stuff like that. If this gets all wrapped up, we're going to be focusing on him, and we're going to be starting to watch his performances for Salzburg and stuff, like we did with Keita, and hopefully he comes in and he can hit the ground running and
he's
stuff.
Nine goals and 11 assists in 22 games so far this season, which is like, I know like you discredit the Austrian league or whatever, but it's still an incredible thing to do. And I said like the two games against Liverpool, I thought it was absolutely incredible. incredible, along with some others as well. I know Haaland, you know, in that Joyce article says he's £17 million, but apparently he went over to Dortmund last night with his agent, Mino Raiola. Ooh, so he might be going as well. And Huang was the other one I think people quite liked as well. But
Huang was good. I like
But Huang. even if it's like £7 million, it's low risk, isn't it? Even if, like, for some reason, I don't think it won't, but if it doesn't work out, we'll sound.
Yeah, yeah, that's just like YouTube revs for the season. They're not ours, by the way. Yeah. I meant Liverpool's YouTube revs for the season. We're nowhere near that, which is why we have a subscription website. If you do want to support us, go over there, redmentv.com. It's £5 a month, and you can help us to help make the free content for you. Liverpool's possible Champions League opponents confirmed. So the seeding has been done. Obviously, we can't play Napoli. We can't play Tottenham and we can't play Chelsea. They're in the second seeds, which means that we can play either Real Madrid, Atalanta, Atletico Madrid, Borussia Dortmund or Lyon. Rank them. Favourite to worst.
That I want?
Yeah.
Lyon, Atalanta, Dortmund, Atletico, Real.
Mine's slightly different to that. Let me know yours in the comment section below. Mine would be Atalanta, Lyon, Real, then Dortmund, then Atletico.
Oh.
So we'll I'm assuming people will want to put their five in. So we'll come back to that at the end and we'll just move on now. Because it's a great opportunity, says Neil Critchley, on the Carabao Cup quarter final against Aston Villa. We're going to be deploying two separate squads.
Yep.
One over in Qatar, where you'll be. Yeah. The dream team of Tom and Ross will be in Qatar. The backups of Chris and Paul will be over in Aston Villa. Are you looking forward to your leg of the journey?
I cannot wait, yeah.
I'm looking forward to mine, and I'm telling myself that it's going to be better than Qatar, even though I know it's probably not.
I'll send you some pictures.
I'd rather you didn't, thanks. I'm really, really looking forward to this, though, but it's going to be so hard for the lads who have to fight against Villa at Villa Park, isn't it?
Yeah, I think this article's actually really good. I think Klopp's come out and said there's no pressure on the youngsters. I think we've all said that over recent weeks of, like, they've got nothing to lose, and this is exactly what Neil Critchley's going on about, saying, you know, he's a great opportunity, something that they can all take experience from. And again, there's no pressure on the young lads. I don't think anyone's expecting anything from them. Aston Villa are more than likely going to put out a very strong side to go through to the next round. So just take the experience, you know, good or bad.
It's a great opportunity, he said. Unusual circumstances, quite unique circumstances, really. And I'm not sure it's happened too many times, or maybe it's not happened in the past. The club have obviously tried to find what they think is the best solution. This is the circumstance or what's arisen. And for me and the staff and our players, it'll be one that we relish and look forward to, hopefully with great optimism on the night. Talking about some of the Liverpool players, these lads are going to be probably in the squad for the Club World Cup. But Alisson, Fabinho and Firmino have all been shortlisted for the Samba Gold Award, which I didn't know was a thing until I read this today.
You've already voted? Not my only vote today.
Who did you vote for?
Well, you get a choice of three. So
Labour?
Yeah, will do. I went Firmino, Fabinho, Alisson. You get a choice of three.
So who did you go for, sorry? Alisson.
Firmino, Fabinho, Alisson.
So Firmino is number one, yeah. Fabinho number two, Alisson.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So this is quite a niche award. It is for Brazilians playing in Europe.
Yep.
Okay. Sound.
I mean, you can go and vote now.
There's a 30-man shortlist. Can I vote now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Click here.
Right, let me know who should vote for. Oh, this looks official.
Oh.
You've already voted. At least I know you weren't lying. I'll do that later. And I will vote for Firmino. No, I'll vote for Alisson. No. Ah, oh, fuck. I need time. Let me know yours in the comment section below. Jadon Sancho is more likely to join Liverpool than transfer rivals Manchester United and Chelsea, apparently. So this is Gareth Bicknell in the Mirror. Funny enough, there's quotes in this article, Ross, that attributed, and they are words that Simon Hughes has said. I was talking to Simon Hughes today about the Jadon Sancho stuff. And what he was saying is, basically said that Liverpool should be going after Jadon Sancho on a podcast. And now
it's been taken out of context.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
So just explain the story for us, mate.
Liverpool are reportedly in pole position to sign Jadon Sancho ahead of transfer rivals Manchester United and Chelsea. Sancho is one of Europeans' hottest properties despite a season blighted by disciplinary issues at Borussia Dortmund. The 19-year-old international has 10 goals, 11 assists in all competitions this season, while this term he banged in 12 goals on Friday, 17 assists. Sancho looks set to leave Dortmund for around £120 million, whether this is in January or next summer, with Barcelona also interested in the teenager. And according to the Athletic journalist Simon Hughes, Liverpool will be in the front of the queue for the former Manchester City youngster.
So that's quite interesting. So he's saying that at the front of the queue for the Man City youngster, which is sounds. So this is what Simon said. I've heard quite a few people say that Liverpool need another forward, and I can understand that. It's quite clear that Liverpool would quite like to sign Jadon Sancho. Jurgen Klopp made a big revelation last season that Liverpool wanted to sign him from City, but found it impossible because of the club's rivalries that exist and various reasons. And that story got buried a bit, because I think it was around the Munich game, if I remember correctly. It's quite clear that they're monitoring his availability. If he was available, Liverpool would have the money to sign him. It's whether he's available at the time and whether it correlates with Liverpool's needs at that time. Hugh said Liverpool the most attractive proposition at the moment due to last season's Champions League triumph and the 8-point lead at the top. It looks to me like Jadon Sancho is a forward, can play right, sometimes play left. Klopp is the sort of manager who likes to move players about, could play him through the middle. He's agitating for a move quite clearly away from Borussia Dortmund at the moment. If he wanted to move back to England, Liverpool wanted him. Liverpool are going to be ahead of Manchester United in the pecking order. There's no doubt about that. Liverpool are a much better team at the moment, more attractive. So he kind of does say that they'll be ahead of Manchester United, but he's not saying that they're at the front of the queue by any stretch of the imagination. He's saying they should be. That's what I got when I was speaking to him. And he's right. You know, everything he said there, that it's truthful. Liverpool would be a better proposition than anywhere else right now, especially for someone like Jadon Sancho.
Yeah, especially in comparison to Manchester United. You don't know what you're going to get, and you know, you can come join a side, you know, it's fighting for titles, European trophies, whereas Man United are, you know, are in a huge transition at the moment. So, you know, he's quite right to go and say that. And Jurgen Klopp has got experience with youngsters as well and developing them.
Do you think we'll sign him in January?
No.
I think we might do a deal in January.
Yeah, I think we might do.
To bring him in at the summer. I do think we're going to sign Jadon Sancho at some point, I do think. And Daily Mirror, that's not me saying that we're going to sign him, I just think. I've just made this up in my head.
Only if the Mbappe stuff goes off.
Yeah, why not? Tom, we're going to get into some of the comments then now, mate. I take it there's going to be a lot of Minamino chat.
There is. I'm just going to kick it off with a couple super chats. Ben Pryor with a blue super chat says, loving Chris's F1 knowledge and the Origi jumper. Thank you. The Dugout Football Channel with another super chat says, Minamino is a versatile player. He can play centre attack and mid, striker, right wing or right back, apparently.
Okay, I don't know about the right back, but he is versatile. Klopp likes versatile players. We've seen it even with the likes of Curtis Jones. He can play on the wing, he's playing centre. We saw Keita on the right wing. We've seen him play on the left. We've seen him play centre midfield. We've seen Ox on the left. We've seen Ox in the centre. It feels like he's just going to go into that sort of rotation, doesn't it? And, you know, Fabinho, Minamino and Ox, or Fabinho, Minamino and Keita, or Fabinho, Keita auction Minamino. I mean, it just sounds great.
But he can play on the wings as well, and I kind of think that's where he might get his rotation of coming in. You know, Mane and Salah, play a lot of football. If you can play him, you know, Minamino in some of those games, or, you know, equally go 4-2-3-1, you can put him in the 10 behind that. Fine with that. You know, it's just good to have all these other options. Just hope, you know, he can pull off in the Premier League as well. He can do it in the Champions League, I'm sure it'll be fine.
It's apparently, you know, he was really good in the games not against us as well. I know people that have watched all the games and said he's been really good for them, so yeah, sounds.
Ghost kind of having a little different opinion says, are we really buzzing over a £7 million squad player?
So the same about Andy Robertson, look how he turned out.
Yeah, Phil Coutinho as well, £8 million. Yeah. You've got to start somewhere. He's of the age, isn't he, where he's 24 years old. And, you know, there's a gap in our squad there for someone of that age. So they're all like 27, 28 now, aren't they? He could be 27 when these guys are getting to 30. I'm buzzing because I like him. Yeah. I'm buzzing because I think he's really good from what I've seen.
Yeah, and £7 million is only based on his release clause. It's not his actual price, is it? So Liverpool say 20-odd million pounds for him. Fine by that, you know, if you can go and get someone for that price, he's going to be an absolute steal. Like I said before, it's low risk, isn't it, to go and do that? So yeah, I think that's why people.
I think that, did you say it was Ghost?
Yeah.
I think there's a point there though, to be honest. And for me, the point is we've kind of been brainwashed into thinking you're not a good player unless you're £50 million. And I don't think that's quite the case. I think we've seen lads come in who are good players into the Premier League, who are outstanding players. I'm thinking of Juan Sebastian Veron. Comes in for, I can't remember if it was 30, 32 million quid into a Manchester United side. Player who I adored watching at Parma. It was absolutely unbelievable. And he didn't do it in the Premier League. And there's so many examples of strikers going to Chelsea in recent years, or Di Maria coming in for Shevchenko. 70 million quid, Shevchenko, Chelsea, 50 million quid. There's so many examples of players with a big price tag not working. It's about the player and having the right player for the football club and having the right manager for that player and that player coming into the right team. So much more than the money that people have spent. But I do feel like we've been brainwashed as fans into thinking you're not good unless you're 50 million quid. It's just not the case. Football throughout the years is littered with examples of players who've come in and done well. Joel Matip, free transfer. James Milner, free transfer. Joe Gomez, £3.5 million. I mean, there's just the way it is. It can work, it might not work. The price is irrelevant.
Yeah, you don't need to go and spend another £50 million. I think, again, because we've been linked with likes of Sancho, Mbappe, Neymar, or all these other things, I think it's kind of, like you said, of being brainwashed and kind of, it's almost a FIFA culture, isn't it, of playing those games and like you have to go and spend a lot of money to go and kind of get the best. And I think you do get that, but also it's not the be-all and end-all if you don't get someone for the right price. You know, you just listed a whole host of people there that are cheap. And I said before, like, you know, we sold Kevin Stewart for more money. You know, what's he doing now? Whereas Minamino has been playing Champions League football. You know, he's a quality player. And again, Andy Robertson, like, hadn't done any of that. And look how good he is now. And it's about what Klopp can turn him into as well.
Yes.
You know, he might be £7 million, but in 5 years' time, he might be worth £100 million, like Andy Robertson is now. So,
So you asked, for who people wanted in the Champions League.
Yeah.
Overwhelmingly, Real Madrid and Lyon, which is quite interesting. No one wants the easy route. They all want the hard ones.
Lyon, I would suggest that Liverpool do really, really well against French sides, and I think that would be one of the easier fixtures. The Real Madrid one's really interesting because, for me, there's unfinished business there.
Yeah.
I think everybody's probably looking at it in that regard as well. You know, I think the first thing that you think of is Kiev, obviously. But for me, as somebody who went to the Bernabeu and watched Liverpool put out a side that didn't have Steven Gerrard and didn't have all our top-class players, and we only lost 1-0, for me, that's the defeat that I want to avenge.
Yeah.
It's that season when we were in their group, when they beat us 3-0 at home and we went there and basically took a knee. That pissed me off. And it shows you how different that is. Was that 2014?
Yeah,
I think so. It was 2014-15, so it was just coming off the back of 13-14, wasn't it? And it shows you, in the 5 years since, what has happened to both clubs. We were going to Real Madrid and taking a fucking knee, embarrassing for a club the size of Liverpool. And now look at us. We could go in there as the champions of Europe, probably top of the Premier League at the time, or hopefully top of the Premier League at the time, where Real Madrid are on the slide. You know, was Kiev their final stance at the top of the stairs, and a Liverpool there now. Let's go there, let's prove it, let's fucking smash Real Madrid if we get them, and let's shut Zidane up, who said some things in the press over the last couple of days as well. Ross Chanley, your thoughts?
How'd you follow that up, really? where'd you go from there? No, I agree. I think there is the revenge side there, and there's all the stuff with, like, people will have with Sergio Ramos and what he did to Mo Salah and stuff like that. I think people want revenge for that as well. You know, obviously, essentially ruining his World Cup and the final, getting them injured. Obviously, Karius was a big part in that as well. But I think you're right. I think, you know, it also sums up the mentality of the managers that we have now between Rodgers and Klopp. You know, we actually got absolutely, you know, smashed in the leg at Anfield as well. You know, just Ronaldo's completely destroyed us.
Yeah.
Add to that, you know, Ronaldo, I think Zidane said that he would eliminate us, didn't he, if he got Liverpool. But apparently Zidane joked was the thing in the press. But, you know, I'd want them. Part of me wants the easier route, but part of me also thinks if we get a tough team, then we raise our game. I don't fancy anyone beating us over two legs.
And we know, of course, that Liverpool will be first leg away, second leg at home. That's right, isn't it? I think I've got it right, written down, actually. Yeah, away first leg, second leg at home. Because we obviously are the seeded team, which is always good. So it means second leg at Anfield, which is nice. Legs to be played, first games either the 25th or the 26th of February, second games either the 17th or the 18th of March. That has been the daily news. That has been the Minamino news update. I've been Chris Pajak. That's been Ross Chanley, and Tom Dutton's been behind the camera. Thank you all for joining us. Don't forget to buy your Christmas jumper before 9 a.m. tomorrow, and we'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.